Ambulance workers have joined a long list of public sector strikes driven to industrial action because of low pay in the face of a crippling cost of living crisis. In this sector, perhaps more than most, low pay has life and death consequences.
It's not just about pay. Pay is one of the reasons why the ambulance service is in such a state, because the government hasn't invested properly in the workforce and people are leaving in their droves. And it's one of these cumulative things. Pay isn't good. People leave. It means those who are left behind are under even more pressure.
And too often the ultimate price is paid by patients. According to NHS England, the number of patients who died while being transferred to hospital in an ambulance more than doubled from 40 in 2021 to 93 in the past 12 months. The number of patients who suffered severe harm in ambulances tripled to 154, and more than 5,000 patients came to some sort of harm on their way to hospital. Like their colleagues, the nurses, no ambulance worker wants to risk patient care by going on strike. But what they'll tell you here is that the ambulance service has been risking patient care for a long time. What they want is better pay that leads to better staffing levels that leads to better care. But as with the nurses, the government is refusing to negotiate beyond a pay offer of 4%, well below inflation at almost 11%.
I think we're held together by the goodwill of our clinicians and NHS workers across the country, but it's unsustainable. It is a crisis, and without intervention from this government, we've got serious concerns for the future of our NHS and health of the nation in general.
The ambulance workers say they'll win this fight, even if it means more strikes in the new year. But an improved pay offer, they say, will only be a small step towards saving the National Health Service they're proud to represent. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.